Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Hello and welcome to Quick Tip Friday. Each week I come at you with some quick tips and actionable items to get you on the track to success. So whether that is the top five things you need to do to improve breast milk, or the top 10 exercises to get flat abs after baby, or maybe it is the top 10 things to bring in your hospital delivery bag, all those things will be answered on our Friday Quick Tips. Enjoy.
So today is my first Friday quick tip, and I have guest Buzz Herschel-Petticord. And if you had not listened to my interview with him the other day, we chatted about his medical device that he created to help with things like urinary incontinence and strengthening the pelvic floor. And I wanted him to go in and explain a quick tip for anyone that is struggling with issues with incontinence. When we start a workout plan, we don't just work out. We take supplements, we drink a lot of water, get a lot of sleep. So my question for Buzz for today's quick tip was alluding to how to, in conjunction with his product that he has created, what supplemental things can we do, especially as new moms, that are complementary to using his products that can help solve and increase our chances of improving urinary incontinence. So here's Buzz's quick tip for today.
You get up five or six times a night because your bladder says you got to go. It ain't helping you get any sleep. And sleep is a big factor in our daily lives. I know if I miss a few hours sleep during the night, my next day I'm kind of groggy and grouchy. Emphasis on grouchy. Getting good sleep, eating nutritious. I love Coca-Cola, but I've cut back to where I have 1 7-ounce key a day. It's just not good for you. And if you've got incontinence, it actually irritates the bladder, irritates the urethra, and makes the situation worse. And even citric juices like orange juice and grapefruit juice, anything that has acidic add to it is going to irritate the bladder and the urethra and make you have to go more. Well, and plus, you go out with your friends and you're sitting there, you had a nice meal, you've had a couple glasses of wine. Nothing wrong with the wine. It's good for your heart, but it also makes those muscles relax that are going to stop you from leaking. A little bit of be smart. Don't get carried away. We have a 93% success rate at stopping urinary and fecal incontinence.
Love that.
Thanks for tuning in. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review. Screenshot it before you submit and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.